Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The food is tremendous. That little Cajun spin they got going on is phenomenal. I had that gumbo and that gator. Ron's over there eating on some kind of shrimp taco and a little gumbo, it looks like. I may go with them boudin balls. They were tremendous last time.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I may go ahead and knock down some of them boudin balls before
Why not,
I get up out
man.
Of here. But we shall see.
My Katie. Dumb ass, you want to get into Dirty's Daily?
Oh, well, yeah, it's okay, though. It's okay.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
What is that, ostrich?
Hell no, that's python.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yeah, Dirty's Daily is sponsored by Hair of the Dog, Tyler Milner. Tyler Milner, right? And we're going to get a little late jump on that thing. I like it, baby. I like it. I was going to let it ride, but I appreciate you jumping back into it and getting that introduction out there, T-Mill. What was that you sipping on last night? What had you riled up?
It was the old whiskey.
Which one? Which one? Well, I guess you don't really care, do you? If it's dirty, you're drinking
Makers.
It. Come on, Makers. It's powered
I'm about to
by.
Say, you know what it was.
Hey, Dirty's Daily is powered by an old Makers Mark that Tyler was drinking. Probably started doubles and then just went, hell, put it on the rocks. And let's ride. Come on, baby. I know. And then comes the blackout, baby. But here we are, and then here comes the dog that you got a hair today. By the way, do you know where that came from? I had to look it up.
I've never heard of it until just now, today. I don't know where it came from.
I'm over
from.
Here. Ron has never heard hair of the dog when on the backside of a drunk night and a hangover. Apparently, I knew it and obviously knew what people were referring to. I had no idea where it came from. Apparently, back in the day, the thought was that there was a concoction made from the hair of the dog that bit you that would cure rabies. Right? Dog bites you, you get rabies, same dog, the hair, boom, put it in some kind of mixture, and it cures you.
Okay.
I don't know how we got to getting drunk and then that poison
then
has got
drink,
to.
Yeah.
And then, but anyway. Here we are, hair of the dog, baby. If you got drunk last night, get you a drink right here at Walk-On's. Come on through. They got plenty for you. And we can hair that dog together. But
nice.
I mentioned it. Last night was a big win. Last night was getting over 500, getting to 6-5. I think last night was a win that, as Texans fans, I think we can look each other in the face seriously and have a conversation about the playoffs. Have a conversation about how good is this defense? Are they good enough to make a run? Are they good enough to win a playoff game? That's a real conversation based off last night's win. But that's not where I want to go, H-Town. As I'm sitting there watching this game last night, and we talked about it leading up to the game all week earlier this week, about this was a D'Amico Ryans game. This was a game where D'Amico Ryans' defense had to be the why. They had to be the reason that we either won the game or that we should have won the game in the fourth quarter, given our offense multiple opportunities. They had to be, right? You can't hang your hat as a defensive-minded head coach keeping the Tennessee Titans from scoring a lot of points, right? You can't hang your hat as a defensive-minded head coach of, boy, when you got one of the better quarterbacks in the league, your defense plays good football, right? This was one of those games, and I think it was the first one that we could fairly expect D'Amico Ryans to show up and show out against a playoff-caliber opponent, a MVP-caliber quarterback, and I'll be damned if he didn't do it. And as a Texans fan, I'm going to tell you, man, when you hire D'Amico Ryans, this is what you got to get. The offensive coordinator is going to be a crapshoot year in, year out here. I hate to break it to y'all. I said it when he got hired. If the guy, if the offensive coordinator does well, he's going to get hired for somebody as a head coach. If he stinks up the place, he's going to get fired and they're going to move on to the next. The offense is the coordinator position is always going to be that revolving door. It's going to be a little bit of a headache, a pain point for us. But what we got to know is we've got to know that the defense, that they'll spend the money, they'll develop the players, they'll draft the players, and D'Amico Ryans will scheme things up and give us a chance to win big-time games versus big-time opponents. And that's exactly what we got last night. That's what we watched unfold last night. He held the Buffalo Bills, his defense held the Buffalo Bills to 12 points offensively. 12 points offensively. They had six touchdowns last week.
Yeah, Josh had them.
Josh had six touchdowns last week, 12 points offensively. Three turnovers. Kalen Bullock was an absolute monster in the back end of this defense. Eight sacks. Will Anderson and Daniil Hunter. Will had two and a half, I believe. Daniil Hunter had two. By the way, there's some records we got to talk about. Will Anderson, six straight games with a sack. He tied Mario Williams for a franchise record. Daniil Hunter's got seven sacks in the last three games. That ties a record that J.J. Watt set back in his heyday. And Daniil Anderson, Daniil Hunter and Will Anderson. Daniil's got 11 sacks. Anderson's got 10 and a half sacks. They've done it in 11 games. And I didn't catch, my bad eyesight got me, I didn't catch the date, but it's been a minute since teammates have eclipsed double-digit sacks in the first 11 games of the season. It hadn't happened in a while, and these two guys have done it. So this defense, Ron, is –
they've been on a tear.
Look, I know we've got conversations that we got to have, and as you mentioned earlier, Stephen A. Smith is talking about winning the AFC because of how good this defense is. This is exactly the kind of conversations that you hope we would get when they hired D'Amico Ryans. One of the best play callers, defensive play callers in the game, a tremendous head coach. But the defense, year in, year out, has to be dominant. And last night was the first time in a while, to be honest with you, that I thought, okay, this is special. This is as good as we've seen at the NFL level in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, they're coming off of, as you said, they put 44 up on the Bucs. And we saw the Bucs. I mean, you know, they're led by a defensive-minded head coach. And obviously they don't have the dudes that the Texans have. But we watched them. I mean, they ain't terrible. Right, the Texans struggled against their defense. I mean, in earlier in the season when they played them, to think they put 44 and, I mean, besides some of the stuff that James Cook was doing throughout the game, I mean, everything was a struggle. Everything was a struggle, and it seemed like, you know, they stopped them from running their normal stuff and stopped them from being able to do the kind of the extra stuff. The off schedule stuff that Josh is able to do generally because he just couldn't get away from them. And their coverage matched it.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, the two most impressive things about this defense, other than obviously the box score, because, hell, I don't know that we've seen this a handful of times in defensive football. The two most impressive parts of this defense as we're watching it, just to the naked eye, the sheer physicality up front that Will Anderson and Daniil Hunter are the tips of that spear, but really everybody, the physicality that they bring, the ability to collapse a pocket around a quarterback, the ability to, drop just crazy levels of physicality on quarterbacks is crazy. So that number one. And then probably what I enjoy watching more, Ron, is the speed sideline to sideline. I mean, Azeez Al-Shaair, EJ Speed, Henry Toa-Toa, I think Kamari Lassiter fits in this box. Damn sure Jalen Petrie when he's out there in the box. But the way that these guys can pursue and chase down, because a big part of what Buffalo was trying to do was those quick hitters, call them screens, call them illegal picks, whatever you want to do, throwing that ball real, and they're really good at it. Josh gets
it
out.
They hit some.
They hit a couple of them. But the sheer speed that these guys show as a group, not just one guy, but as a group, the way that they quote-unquote swarm to the football, I mean, it is special and it's fun to watch. Watching Kalen Bullock right now, you know, cause the fumble on the hit on Shakir down the field, the the way they attack, man, is not just Will and Daniil. It's sideline to sideline at that linebacker level and at that safety and corner level as well.
That's the word that gets me, because there are other teams in the league that are good defenses.
Yeah.
And especially when you look at the numbers and the metrics. But the thing that really jumps out about the Texans is they never, ever appear like they're playing on their heels.
Ever.
They're
dictating. Now, you're talking about defensively, not offensively.
Yeah. I'm talking about defensively. Yeah. Like, they appear to be going to make the tackle instead of
hope to tackle.
Or accepting the tackle. Yeah. They appear to be everything. They seem to be going forward and not back. They attack in coverage. They attack the ball from all ranges of the secondary. Their linebackers are attacking, moving forward downhill, and that it's all over the place. Even good defenses are sometimes more, you know, cerebral or. Like, you know, trying to solve the math problem in there.
A little more finesse.
The Texans are...
yeah. Well, the Texans are definitely more the hammer than the nail. That's for damn sure, defensively. But guys, look, I mean, just as a Texans fan, I don't know what's going to happen the rest of the way. But to know that we've got a defense... because, look, a lot of people thought this defense was good. Hell, I thought it was good. Everybody thought it was good. Last night was different. Like, today, what you think about this defense today is totally...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Totally different than what we thought about it yesterday. Today, you're talking about this defense is good enough to win a championship behind. Even with a pedestrian offense, you don't have to be great. This defense is good enough to carry a team, not just through a regular season, but in the playoffs. The narrative has changed, and I think it's right. I think it's accurate. I think it's fair. And it's good to be here as a Texans fan. Sitting at 6-5, we got a chance to make a run here. And make this season mean something. And the reason we've got that chance is because D'Amico Ryan's defense is that good. Now, flipping over to the other side of the football on this Football Friday, reacting to the Thursday Night Football primetime win. Offensively, the tale of two halves, Ron. The tale of two halves. This for me is not a – I asked the question earlier. Do you think the decision to come out in the second half and be ultra conservative, do you think that was a play calling move or do you think that was a game management move? If it's game management, it's on D'Amico. If it's play calling, it's on Nick Caley. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't believe Nick Caley after what he did going into halftime came out in the second half and said, yeah, we're finna take the foot off the gas.
I think it came from D'Amico in a certain sense of let's not beat ourselves.